There was a great master of Tang Dynasty China named Yun Men, Master Gate of the Clouds, that means. And he would often come to his assembly of monks and had a lot of disciples. He was a great teacher. He would come to his assembly and he would pose a question to them. Sometimes he wouldn't answer the question at all. Sometimes the answer would come after a long time of posing the question. Anyway, on one occasion he came in and he said, "Everyone has a light. All of you, right where you stand, each and every one of you has a beam of light shining continuously. Now and forever you have had that light, which transcends seeing and knowing. When you look at it, you don't see it. When you are asked about it, you don't understand. Isn't it dark and dim?" For 20 years, he would ask this question. He would come into the monks and he would say that. He would ask this question without answering. And then one day he said, "What is everybody's light? What is this light that he'd been going on about?" And you can imagine the expectations of the Chan monks. You know, they very intense practitioners in that monastery, doing a lot of meditation and work in the fields and studying for days and days. Maybe this is the big moment. He's going to tell us what this light is, the light which we have, where we stand, the light that shines forever, this miraculous light that's going to transform and transfigure everything. What is everybody's light? And then he said, "The kitchen storeroom, the main gate." Just that. Very weird, very strange. We don't know if it was disappointing for the monks. What is everybody's light? The kitchen storeroom, the main gate. You take a big risk commenting on anything Yun Men says, but I will take it to mean that the light of faith, the light of practice, the light of awakening, the light of Buddha nature is to be found in places like when you work in the kitchen, when you clean and replenish the storeroom, is to be found in sweeping the leaves at the main gate of the monastery. It's to be found, it's to be lived from in the day-to-day activity of practice, of work and duty. It's to be found in the marvel, in the miracle of the everyday.